5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, July 1st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5 as we begin the second half of 2022. Topic number 5 this week, of course, Russia and NATO. Tensions ramping up this week as Russia's President Vladimir Putin informed his close ally, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, that Russia will supply Belarus with nuclear-capable long-range missiles. In response on Wednesday, President Biden announced the U.S. will deploy thousands more troops to Europe, along with fighters, air defenses, and ships. Biden was at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain on Wednesday, and he announced the creation of a new base for the U.S. 5th Army Corps in Poland. This is the first permanent American base in Poland, along with 3,000 extra soldiers to be sent to Romania and enhanced troop rotations for the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. U.S. already has about 100,000 soldiers in Europe, about a third of those in Germany. Two more squadrons of F-35 fighters will be deployed to the U.K., along with additional air defense systems for Germany and Italy, and two more destroyers, which will be stationed at the Rota Naval Station in Spain. That brings the total there to 6. Meanwhile, NATO formally invited Finland and Sweden to join the alliance. Turkey dropped its opposition, apparently got what it wanted in the negotiations that took place this week at the NATO summit. And this followed the announcement by NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday that NATO's high alert force, which are troops which are not deployed but can be rapidly sent into battle, being increased from 40,000 to 300,000. Russia, not surprisingly, condemned the moves as destabilizing. While all of this is going on, the largest war game in Eastern Europe since the end of the Cold War started in Poland. NATO and partner countries seeking to mount a display of strength as a response to what's described as Russia's assertiveness and actions. This 10-day military exercise involves 31,000 troops, thousands of vehicles from 24 countries. It's been welcomed by NATO allies in the region, but defense experts warn that any mishap could prompt an offensive reaction from Moscow. Rather provocative at a time when Russia's already at war with a country on NATO's borders, that being Ukraine, to hold a military exercise. It's like the kid that says, look, I'm just swinging my arms, and if you happen to walk into it with your face, well, that's not my fault. But of course, that would result in World War III. Topic number 4, the reaction to Roe. This week, liberals' heads continued to explode all week following last Friday's decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade, the 1973 ruling that found in invisible ink in the Constitution, a federal right to abortion. Democrats angry that President Biden hasn't done anything about it, demanding that he do something. There were repeated calls this week by Democrats for pop-up abortion centers on federal land. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had to admit that any move would likely put women and abortion providers at risk of prosecution. You see, the federal government owns about a third of the land in this in these United States, but it's mainly for preservation and conservation. You can't just do whatever you want contrary to state law on those federal lands. So President Biden admitted that he's severely limited in what he can do as president, so he took the opportunity to call on voters to elect more Democrats in the midterm elections so that by getting the House and the Senate, Democrats would be able to pass a federal right to abortion law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped the Republican Party's dark and extreme goal of ripping away a woman's right to make their own reproductive health decisions, end quote. Now, that's really what's at the heart of this seismic shift here in the United States. Pro-abortion advocates overreached. Many Americans for the last 50 years have been sympathetic to the stories of frightened teenage girls who are saddled with an unwanted pregnancy, perhaps with an abusive boyfriend. We've also been sympathetic to the small percentage of cases in which a baby is the result of incest or rape. By the way, when you look at the actual numbers, that's less than 0.2% of all pregnancies. But pro-abortion advocates, rather than sticking to those topics, those cases that might win them the sympathy of the American voters in the swing middle, they have pushed the envelope to the point that they are now demanding unrestricted abortion up to and even beyond the point of birth. And when Americans started realizing, hey, wait a minute, second and third trimester abortions, not so sure about that. And the idea of leaving children, an unwanted child, to die through the inaction of medical providers after birth is horrific. And so now the sentiment of the American public beginning to swing back in the other direction. For the ones the demanding that the Supreme Court be abolished or burned down or packed with liberal justices, the most strident voices out there, it's becoming increasingly obvious to moderate American voters, the people in the middle who actually swing back and forth and give the House and the Senate to Democrats and then Republicans and the White House back and forth. For people in the middle, it is becoming increasingly obvious that it is not about protecting women or women's health. It is about the right to kill children. And that is why things are swinging back. Hey, here's a thought. For those of you on the side of unrestricted abortion rights, maybe just consider that if you're on the side of Planned Parenthood, an organization founded by a woman whose one of her goals in life was to rid the world of what she called human weeds, people of inferior stock, you might not be on the right side of history. But as we mentioned earlier this week, there are other rulings from the Supreme Court with broad impact on our daily lives. One that, as of this recording, had not yet been issued, West Virginia versus the Environmental Protection Agency, which addresses the extent to which federal agencies can make decisions on how to implement laws for issues of national significance, like, clean air, vaccine mandates, eviction notices, tech regulations like data privacy and net neutrality. In other words, the ruling by the Supreme Court is expected to restrict the ability of the federal government, the executive branch of the federal government, to rule by regulation, because that power should be restricted to the legislative branch of government, Congress, through the lawmaking process. Over the last, two centuries, the growth of the executive branch and its ability to just issue regulations to govern our lives without passing new laws has expanded the power of the federal government. And it appears that the Supreme Court is now pushing back on that and moving things back in the other direction. Topic number three, politics. Well, the January 6th committee has continued its series of hearings, and its credibility took a big hit this week after claims by former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson that President Trump lunged for the steering wheel of the presidential limousine, the Beast, and then demanded to be taken to the site of the January 6th riots because the Secret Service says that never happened. Hutchinson testified that Tony Ornato, the then White House Deputy Chief of Staff, told her that Trump had gotten physical with agents inside the car, reaching for the steering wheel and demanding to be taken to the U.S. Capitol. But despite the fact that the corporate media reported this breathlessly, assuming that it was all true, instead of stopping to think, now, wait a minute, isn't there like bulletproof divider between the back seat and the drivers in the front seat? Is that even possible for the president to reach through and grab the steering wheel? No, it's not. And the Secret Service has said so. Hutchinson appears to be pursuing a personal vendetta. It was reported by Bloomberg News 6 days after January 6th, a week after January 6th, that she was hoping to get hired on at Mar-a-Lago when the president relocated from Washington, D.C. to Florida. That didn't happen. She appears to be angry about that. So you might assume that perhaps she had another motive for telling the committee what she did. Democrats, frankly, are desperate. Their poll numbers are tanking. The president is the most disliked president, at least since Jimmy Carter and maybe since Herbert Hoover. And it looks increasingly likely that Republicans will win back the House and the Senate in November. Vice President Harris is so unpopular that even Democrats aren't willing to pay to have their pictures taken with her as a fundraiser. And that's after the price was dropped from $15,000 per photo to $5,000. So the January 6th hearings were sort of a Hail Mary to get the American public focused again on Orange Man Bad. And it's just not happening. It's not giving them the poll numbers that they were hoping for, the boost in the polls that they were hoping for, especially when their star witness flops like Ms. Hutchinson did this week. It's because topic number two is much more important, and that is the economy. We're on the verge of a stagflationary crash, slowing economy and rising prices. Haven't seen that since 1973, not speaking of Jimmy Carter. Price inflation rampant, the dollar's buying power growing ever weaker. U.S. national debt since Barack Obama took office in 2008 has grown from about $10 trillion to around $30 trillion. Government pumping about $6 trillion in new currency into the economy just in the last couple of years for COVID checks and payroll protection plan loans during the lockdowns. Federal Reserve happy to continue devaluing the dollar, but the exponential growth in government spending is what gives them the excuse to do it. And it's because of that that you know, inflation's at a 40-year high. And a new survey by J.P. Morgan found that one in five business leaders, only 19%, say they're optimistic about the national economy for the coming year. And that is something that affects all of our lives in a very direct and obvious way, week after week. When we see what we're paying at the gasoline pump, when we see what a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread costs, Democrats, Joe Biden, I did that. So the hearings, the politics, not likely to go in Democrats' favor this fall. But I will say again, as I said before, as Christians, remember, the political game is a distraction. Take part as good citizens. It is our responsibility to have a voice in what happens here in our country. But let's remember that is secondary to our prime directive, which is to make disciples of all nations. And that doesn't happen at the ballot box. Coming up, rock snot. Explain what that is next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full End Times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's End Times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, cheer up, your day could be worse. You could be dealing with rock snot. This is a thing in Michigan, apparently. It suffocates organisms living on the bottoms of rivers and streams. State of Michigan dealing with this now. It's officially known as Didymo. It's an algae that creates a mat that can grow over 6 inches thick and up to 2 feet long. It's not slick and slimy like mucus, but it has like kind of a wool-like texture, but it does appear like goop when it's in running water. It chokes out organisms that are food for other fish, microorganisms, invertebrates, and can survive for up to 40 days in cool, dark, damp conditions like on fishing equipment, waders, boots, etc. Can be spread from stream to stream that way. a problem in the state of Michigan. Really gross. And so if your day is going badly, just remember, thankfully, at least you're not having to deal with an infestation of rock snot. We're going back to the Holy Land this, next spring, and we'd like you to prayerfully consider joining us, Sharon and I, looking forward to sharing what we have learned since we've been there last in 2019, as we take you around Israel on a tour that is like no other. We got the best tour guides in Israel, thanks to Lipkin Tours. They love archaeology just like we do, which is why we'll be going places like Joshua's Altar. Yes, the Altar of Joshua, literally, not a tourist site. Is definitely not a tourist site, because we've got to walk the last mile and a half to get to it. Other places like Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights. Again, not a site that's on the usual tours. We've got to take Land Rovers to get there, because the roads to it are roads in name only. But we will see the sites that you want to see as well. Nazareth, see a working first century village in Nazareth. We will go out on the Sea of Galilee and worship there. We will go into the Jordan River. We will go to Jerusalem and ascend to the Temple Mount. Much, much more. We've got the itinerary posted online and a place for you to reserve your spot for the 2023 Skywatch TV Tour of Israel. You'll find it online at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. We're in the middle of a four-week investigative series based on the new documentary film by Josh Peck, who is very rightly called visionary filmmaker and also award-winning filmmaker, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. The film features Dr. Tom Horn, Ryan Pitterson, Gary Stearman. I'm honored to have a small part in the film as well. What is Asteroid Apophis? Is it just a space rock coming at us, or does it portend something supernatural? That's the subject of the film. You can find out more by watching the series on Skywatch TV. All of our archives, of course, at the website, skywatchtv.com, or Roku or Apple TV, the over-the-air broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the set-top box, Roku, Apple TV, add the Skywatch TV app, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and then cast the video to your smart TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. The mobile app not only gets you all of our video content, but a calendar of our upcoming events as well, and news updated 3 times a week. The app works for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets, and we have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com for your convenience. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.